No-till farmers making a difference. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Today is one of the banner days for the University of Tennessee's Research and Education Center at Milan. That's where they are hosting their popular No-till Field Day. And as Tennessee and the world's farmers are finding out more and more, no-till is the way to go. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Farming is a business, especially to the producer who has to deal with the bottom line. Is that straightforward truth more evident? But in this day and age of added environmental regulations and soaring gas prices, producers now more than ever have many components to add in to make their bottom line profitable. That is why the concept of no-till farming is becoming more and more lucrative to farmers. For those outside agriculture, the name is self-descriptive. Plant a rotation of crops from one to several, leaving the stubble and residue in the fields behind to form a cover. More and more farmers are using no-till as they realize two things. The first is how environmentally friendly the practice is, reducing fertilizer and pesticide use, retaining more surface water, preventing unnecessary soil erosion, and improving both soil and water quality. But get this, no-till is making some economic sense.
You know, with the price of fuel going up literally every day, the less time you can spend tilling that land, the better off you're going to be.
That's Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann sharing his thoughts on the economic benefits of no-till practices. And if you want numbers for that point of view, the Secretary can provide them.
By switching from conventional tillage to no-till, producers can save up to 3.5 gallons of fuel per acre, with a current value of nearly $7 per acre. Many of you are practicing no-till and experiencing the savings, and that's a real help.
And the savings comes not just from reduced fuel cost, but in the cost of reduced fertilizer and pesticide use. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.